You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. The first cases of measles in Wisconsin this year have emerged in Oconto County. Health authorities say one case was confirmed through testing at the State Lab of Hygiene. 8 other cases are confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. Measles is extremely contagious. Symptoms include runny nose, high fever, cough, fatigue, watery eyes, and that telltale red rash. Measles is also largely preventable with the MMR vaccine, but Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. According to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, highlighted by state health officials last fall, just under 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR shots. That's just about 8% lower than the national average of 93% vaccination. In Oconto County alone, the rate of MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella, dropped by about 4% from 2013 to 2023. Meanwhile, 2 Republican state lawmakers are pushing a bill that would require schools to make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. Under the bill, co-authored by Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, schools would be required to distribute waiver forms. Those allow parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Under Wisconsin law, students are required to be vaccinated, but the state law also allows exemptions for medical reasons or for religious or personal beliefs. Adults in Wisconsin don't have to wear a bike helmet. Though it's a good idea, state law doesn't require it. But cities and towns can write their own rules, and that's what the village of Ashwaubenon has done amid a complete rewrite of its rules for things that roll. The village now requires helmets for anyone under the age of 16 riding a bicycle, e-bike, or electric scooter. That requirement is rare in Wisconsin. Here's village manager Joel Gregozetsky explaining it at a meeting a few weeks ago.
There's only, I believe, one municipality in the state of Wisconsin that has a helmet requirement. The provision within our code basically models exactly their code. It has been challenged and it has been upheld. So we feel confident that that provision would be sufficient.
That other municipality is Port Washington, which also requires all bicycle riders under the age of 16 wear a helmet. In Port Washington, the fine is no more than $25 for parents and guardians. The village of Ashwaubenon has gone further to $50.
If you don't have it in a wallet, you're not going to do any good about it. No. The $5 and $10, that's chunk change.
The helmet rule comes as part of a broader overhaul of Ashwaubenon's laws on electric bicycles and scooters. Members of the board say they welcome calls from the community and hope to start a wider conversation about safety as scooters and e-bikes proliferate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound from Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show, making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.